coach after three games, outside backers have been playing pretty well. What's your assessment of your group thus far?
I agree. I'm pleased with the way all three of them have been performing so far. They are really clear on what the expectations are, and they're working hard to meet them every week. I think we're all headed in the right direction. I'm looking forward to see where we go from here.
What do you think is the most important thing to kind of focus on for your group over the bye week to shore up as this team returns in week five against Tennessee?
It's hard to put that into a group. I think each one of them individually has some things they can focus on to improve, and that's been communicated to them, so we're excited to get out here and work today.
Paul Kruger has certainly been phenomenal. Two sacks, two quarterback hits that have led to interceptions. What's been so good about his game in your mind?
All the credit to Paul's success so far belongs to him. He's really done a great job throughout the entire offseason and so far, you know, through 3 weeks of just focusing on what he needs to do to get better and be the best player he can be and putting forth that effort on the field.
What's your assessment of where Barkevious Mingo is now, three games into his second season? I know he's battled the shoulder injury, et cetera.
I'm pleased with where Mingo is also. I think he's done a good job. You know, for Mingo, he's being asked to do things now in our system that he didn't have to do in college and wasn't doing last year. So, in effect, it's almost another rookie season for him in some ways. And he's rising to the challenge and really making a commitment to improve in everything that he can and do the things we're asking him to do. So I'm pleased with his progress as well.
And I know coming into the year, Coach had said that he thought Jabal Sheard was going to have a monster year in this defense. I think he's played very well. Stat sheet hasn't shown maybe the sacks, et cetera. But what have you seen from Jabal, and what do you hope to get from him when you return from the bye?
Jabal's been great as well, and I can't speak enough about the effort he's putting forth and the tenacity with which he plays on Sundays. As you said, maybe the production isn't there, but as is the case with Paul, those caused interceptions don't show up on the stat sheet. And there's a lot of things like that that Jabal's been able to do and cause production for other people that we celebrate within the room, but you know, you might not actually see on the stat sheet come Monday morning.